This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House said Saturday that the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. Some media organizations previously reported earlier this summer that Hamza bin Laden had been killed about 2 years ago, but it was not confirmed by the administration of President Donald Trump until Saturday. Hamza bin Laden was believed to have been in his 30s. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says that fires from an apparent early morning drone strike at Aramco oil facilities in the eastern town of Abqaiq have extinguished and that no one was killed in the attacks. Edward Uranian has more.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Italy has agreed to allow the rescue ship Ocean Viking to disembark 82 migrants in the southern port of Lampedusa. However, the new Italian foreign minister, Luigi Di Maio, underlined that Italy offered Ocean Viking a place of safety only after European countries agreed to take in the African migrants aboard the rescue vessel. The Ocean Viking was shuttling between Malta and Italy for nearly 2 weeks, seeking a port to land the migrants. For more on these and other top stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. Police in Hong Kong moved in to break up scuffles on Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling at the start of rallies planned across the city after months of often violent unrest. Police detained several people. The World Food Program has launched its biggest relief operation this year to aid thousands of Rohingya refugees whose worldly possessions have been swept away in torrential rains that hit Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh this week. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
In the space of 24 hours, the World Food Program has delivered food to 16,000 Rohingya refugees who have lost everything in the heavy rains that have wreaked havoc in the camps. The agency reports it also has provided food aid to more than 800 people from the host community displaced by the flooding. Bangladesh is a low-lying country prone to flooding during the monsoon season, which is set to last until October. However, the amount of rain that battered the region in just one day this week is by any measure extreme and devastating. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan said Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghanistan border opened fire at two locations. The deadliest of the shootings occurred in the remote Deer district, where Pakistani troops were building a border fence when they came under attack from the other side, killing three soldiers and injuring another. Pakistan has long complained that anti-state militants linked to the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, have taken refuge in the ungoverned Afghan border areas after fleeing Pakistani security operations. It's more bad weather for the Bahamas. Reuters reporter Priscilla Huff has the story.
Tropical Storm Humberto is slowly moving across the Bahamas. This new storm arrives less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian devastated the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. The storm strikes as cleanup and recovery efforts from Dorian are still underway. On a visit to Nassau on Friday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was clear to the world the Bahamas need more help.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone.
An estimated 1,500 are homeless from Dorian, and the death toll is expected to rise well past the 50 already counted.
Reuters' Priscilla Huff reporting. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice.